1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Fact over fiction.
And if we didn't do what we did, that number of 100 per day would have kept going up. That's why we did what we did. Did it work? You're darn right it worked.
AM 670 KMZQ. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Approval was also at 42%. However, compared with that February 2017 mark, President Trump's strongly approved is 4% higher than at that point. George Bonzani reporting.
President Trump says his administration will not be cutting funding to the military's independent newspaper Stars and Stripes, contrary to what's been reported. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
President Trump's tweet calling Stars and Stripes a wonderful source of information to our great military comes after a group of senators sent a letter this week complaining about Pentagon plans to axe the publication. The Pentagon had ordered the newspaper to cease publication on September 30th. California Senator Dianne Feinstein led the Capitol Hill pushback, garnering bipartisan signatures to a letter calling the publication an essential part of our nation's freedom of the press. Bob Agnew reporting.
Presidential adviser Larry Kudlow is saying that the U.S. economy is recovering after the turmoil surrounding the coronavirus shutdown, and he says the unemployment rate dropped to 8.4% today as a good indicator of that recovery.
In the past 4 months, we've generated a 10.6 million increase in payrolls and a 14 million increase in households. So we've restored basically half of the jobs that were lost in the pandemic contraction.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 159 points, the NASDAQ dropped 144, the S&P lower by 28. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
You are in the middle of nowhere. No one knows where you are. And it's going to stay that way.
When his country abandoned him for sharing his beliefs, his freedom became her mission, inspired by true events. Don't miss Infidel, the new heart-racing political thriller starring Jim Caviezel. After being kidnapped in the Middle East, one man must hold on to his faith to survive, and his wife must find the courage to never stop fighting for him. See Infidel, only in theaters September 18th.
Wyoming's governor is promoting a Trump administration study that says capturing carbon dioxide emitted by four coal-fired power plants would be an economical way to curtail pollution. Correspondent Jeremy House has more.
Governor Mark Gordon's endorsement of the study is the latest effort by the top coal mining state to prop up the struggling industry. It says adding carbon capture at four plants in Wyoming would cut carbon dioxide emissions by 37% and cost electricity customers 10% less. However, the utility...
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County bars will stay closed for another 2 weeks, but the state's COVID-19 mitigation task force is allowing countertop dining to reopen in Clark County next week, meaning sushi bars and diner counters can reopen beginning on Wednesday. After pleading guilty to one count of DUI resulting in death and one count of DUI resulting in substantial bodily injury, real estate broker Scott Gregson was sentenced today to 8 to 20 years in prison for driving drunk and causing a crash which killed a mother of three. Gregson also is expected to pay $21 million to the family of Melissa Newton. Two other passengers also reached settlements, and another is still pending. Well, Wynn Las Vegas' experiment with a new type of buffet proved to be short-lived. It's been announced that the buffet at the Wynn will close indefinitely at the end of service Monday. Wynn relaunched this buffet in June as an all-you-can-eat buffet where guests are served instead of helping themselves. Apparently, the concept did not catch on. Las Vegas peppered Vancouver's goalie with 48 shots on goal to no avail. The Canucks forced a Game 7. 4-0 last night. The winner of tonight's game, which begins at 6 on NBCSN, is the winner.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
By the way, the Golden Knights puck drop is at 6 p.m. Right now on the freeway, sluggish flows right now in the Beltway. 215 west at Fort Apache, 215 west at Green Valley. Also, we're getting some heavy flows, 215 southbound. That is at Windmill.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group right now, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. We are just now completing today, 2 weeks. And the Clark County School District has been underway. I've talked to parents. I've talked to students. I have talked to administrators. And the almost universal thought is that this is not working, that we still have upwards of 30,000 kids that don't have Chromebooks, 20,000 that don't have Wi-Fi, and that it ain't working. This distance learning thing is an oxymoron. Jim Blocky is a good friend. He is the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History, and he joins us. Jim, how you been, my friend?
I have been good. How about yourself?
I'm good, but I'm worried about our kids, our students. I'm worried about our teachers.
You should be.
Give me your view of what's going on. We're 2 weeks into this thing. What kind of feedback are you getting from parents and from kids and from, and the kids are the ones that really matter, but parents and kids and teachers and that, to this distance learning thing?
Well, my grandson, Brian, I think he might have started finally yesterday. I think he finally got all his stuff together, and so I'm pretty sure he got to start yesterday, which is really, really wonderful. So he's only 2 weeks behind. And, you know, this is a joke. You know, I have parents calling me, telling me, You know, the teacher said we can't even be in the room, while in the same room as the kid while they're on the computer doing the lesson. They're not even allowed in a room in some places. I mean, it's like this is just totally. I mean, it's not funny. It really isn't. This is a travesty. When you got a governor who's as, I will say it nicely, he is as ignorant as he is, and who could care less about kids and can only care about himself, and that's all he cares about, nothing really surprises me anymore. I mean, there's ways that you could do this. I said, you know, I always thought this is what I thought was funny, and you'll probably agree with me, because, Kevin, you know that you and I and most conservative Christians people realize that what's being taught in our schools and what our kids are going through, it's terrible. You know, and that's when things are normal. And yet, and here's the irony of what's going on. It's the Christian conservatives who want our kids back in school, and it's the liberal domasocrats who don't want us in school. I mean, how do you figure that? Isn't that kind of ironic to you?
Yeah, it's the turnaround. Is there any place, let me just ask you, is there any place where distance learning has been proven to be successful? Are there school districts out there across America or around the world where they say that this distance learning for 7-8-year-olds is working?
You know, not especially for that age. Now, when I was teaching, I taught sometimes in jail and expelled kids, and so I had kids who were the same age who were on different subjects. So I have sometimes I'd be teaching 7 or 8 different subjects in the same classroom. Now, using computers, I was able to put them each on where they were at and go around and help them individually. But I wasn't distant; I was there, and so I mean, distant, especially for a 5, 6, 7-year-old, it's just ridiculous.
And by the way, you have how much experience do you have in the classroom?
22 years.
At that age, they're squirmy. They won't sit still. How would you describe
schoolers.
A 7 or 8-year-old?
When I taught high schoolers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's terrible when they're that young. My thought about this whole thing, what I feel, and if Betsy DeVos ever called me back and asked me my opinion, this is what I think we should do. I honestly think we should have. For those families who want to get together and do what you call a group homeschooling, get 3 or 4 families together. And then what they do is those 3 or 4, let's say it's 4 families, all with 2-parent homes, and you know what I mean, and so that would be 8 parents. Each parent would take a week with all those kids in that family and homeschool each one of those kids. And so after one parent did it for a week, then the next parent would do it, and the other one would go back to work. And so they'd have to take off a week every 8 weeks. And I think most employers would not have a problem with doing this. And then the real benefit is all that money that's supposed to go to the schools, that $8,000 that's supposed to go to the schools for that kid, that goes to each student. So the parent gets that money to help them to subsidize for the week they're taking off, to buy books, to buy the iPads and everything. And I think that's just a great solution to all this. But, you know, who listens to me?
Is that what they call microschooling? Is that the definition of microschooling, or is that different?
I don't think it's microschooling. No, I'm not. I've heard of microschooling, and so I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what that is.
The microschooling, just so you know, the microschooling that I understand is where one teacher teaches 2 kids from one home, 3 kids from another home, and 1 kid from the guy down the street.
Not a teacher. It's a parent. You don't hire a teacher to do that. Each parent takes a turn, and so I mean I see it. It is okay. I can see the correlation with that, but you don't have a specific teacher. Each parent takes a turn of being the teacher every week.
Do you worry that a situation like that would put people who are not really good communicators or not very good teachers or not very good with the lesson plans, do you worry that it would put a bunch of these parents in charge of something that they know nothing about?
Just to give you an example, there was a child who was homeschooled and through the K through I think it was a 10 through the 9th grade went to high school 10th, 11th, and 12th, and was so far ahead that his senior year only had to take one class. He was so far ahead of everything, and he was homeschooled. And the mother had a 10th grade education, and she was still able to figure it out. Now, I think, honestly, the best time for this to happen is K through, you know, maybe to the 6th grade or so, and that would be the best opportunity, because that's when parents will have control over what their kids are hearing. They're not going to learn about sex ed from somebody who may not have the same or even close to the same beliefs. You know what's happening is sex ed classes are starting, the curriculum that many school districts are getting, they're getting the curriculum from Planned Parenthood right now. And so that's the kind of sex ed that our kids are going to be getting. And so it's just all this kind of stuff that is just, it's indoctrinating our kids' minds to a certain mindset. It's definitely not a godly mindset. It's really a tragedy. And it actually, what if you really go look, if you go back and you look at what our found, what the not the founder, but the Supreme Court said in '63 when they took prayer out of school, what they're doing right now, how they're teaching in our schools, is they're breaking the law. Every school, even a lot of the private schools, are breaking the law. But private schools have the benefit of they can teach what they want. But every public school in this country is breaking the law because they're not abiding by the guidelines that were put forth by the Supreme Court when they took prayer out of school.
Wow.
And so, pardon me?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're breaking the law, and no one's doing anything about it. I'm trying, but, you know, I mean, you have to find the right attorney and stuff. But the fact is, every child is, they're breaking the law. And while they're breaking the law is because it says you cannot teach for or against any religion. Well, the things they're teaching in our schools go directly against the Christian religion. I mean, I go through that, and, you know, we talked about my conference that last time I was on, and I go through 10 different, you know, Galatians talks about what the 18 of the sins are. I go through 10 of them in my seminar, that this is what God says are sin, and our schools teach all these sins as virtuous, and so as okay, and you should believe this. These are okay things, and if you don't believe these are okay things, then you're a bigot.
By the way, Jim Blocky joining us. He is the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. We're going to talk more about these seminars and more about the possible upside of a pandemic. One of the silver linings, if you will, about this, because it is possible we may be able to change education for the better. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Big fashion trend?
Mask can be a fashion statement.
It's true. I bedazzled mine.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered, certified, independent, trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Jim Blocky joining us, the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. And Jim, I'm wondering, we talk about all of the negatives of the COVID-19 pandemic, but is it possible that this is at least an opportunity to change the tradition of education in America that began with the one-room schoolhouse and has now progressed, and that maybe we might change the way our kids are educated and get the teachers out of the mix, so to speak, and the curriculums and the school districts out of the mix, to where we let parents educate their children? Is it possible that we're embarking on something that's potentially really good for America?
Oh, I agree. That's what my plan was, is so that parents could have more involvement in there. And, you know, and like I said, 1 week out of every week, 8 weeks, if a parent were to be there, they could, you know, help all those kids that they had. And I mean, that would be kind of like that one school classroom, I mean, one room classroom, so to speak, you know, where yeah. the kids would be in one room with the teacher, and there'd be different levels, and they'd all be in different areas. And I just, you're absolutely right, Kevin. I mean, that's just, I think it's a great idea. And, you know, and it does, it will get a lot of the, a lot of the crappy subjects, let's say, out of the mix. I mean, you know, I mean, we'll you'll need so many less teachers. So guess what? The cost of education is going to drop drastically. And yeah, you're absolutely right. That's definitely a way we could go. But we have to put it together. We have to put our heads together. We have to think out of the box a little bit. And this is the way we need to do it. And also bring the curriculum down. If you do that, you're going to get rid of a lot of the curriculum that's unnecessary, you know, especially from a K to six area.
Well, if all you do is teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, you know, going back to the basics.
and the real history of this country. Go back to the 1800s, get those history books, and we'll use those. Refurbish those. And teach reading phonetically only, which isn't the easiest way, but it's the only way to do it correctly. And you know what? The books we use for kids to learn how to read on, how about we use the Declaration of Independence? We use the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Federalist Papers, so that the kids will actually, while they're learning to read, they'll learn that the First Amendment does not mean you can go into somebody else's business and burn it down. Doesn't mean you can go in front of a freeway and block a freeway down. You know, they'll learn all these little intricacies that the left is lying to us about today. I mean, what a wonderful thing that would be.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And I'm just praying that if there's anything positive that comes out of this pandemic, with hundreds of thousands of people dying, if there's one thing that can come out of this, it's changing the way we educate our kids and getting them back to basics. I want to ask you about your conferences that you do. You've created a really, really cool idea. Can you talk a little bit about what it is and how it is and when it is?
Well, my conference, it's about four and a half hour conference. It's for men and women, and it initially started out as a sermon, but it was too long for that, so it became a seminar, and then became a conference, and it started off for just men, and now it's for men and women. And the name of the conference is called The Truth Is Out There. And it's not about little green men, so I mean, but it is the X-Files thing. So, but it is, the truth is out there. And we all have an idea that there is problems in our country, that there's problems in our school system, but we don't really know how deep it goes. And in my conference, I spell it out for everybody. I go into detail. This is why we're a Christian nation. This is why the Bible was supposed to be in the school. This is how we lost all that, and this is what's happening in America, and this is what's happening to our children, and we're responsible for our children. And so it just goes into detail about how important knowledge is. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. So if you have knowledge but it's not the truth, or if you have truth but you don't have knowledge of it, it doesn't work either way. You have to have both. It's a combination of both. And so that's what this conference is all about. It's to tell Christian men and women that, hey, this is what the truth is. You know, you were told in Peter, First Peter, he says, you know, we need to be prepared to give an answer in season and out of season. Well, when someone asks you or says this is not a Christian nation or was not founded on Christianity, you can come back with an answer and say, yes, it was, and this is why. We need to be prepared with an answer for why Christianity, this was a Christian nation, and why the Bible was supposed to be and expected to be in our schools. And the consequences, our founding fathers said, if they took that out. And you can see it today. Our founding fathers, there were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, James Madison, all these guys, Benjamin Rush, Daniel Webster, Noah Webster, they all told us, look, if you take the Bible out of everything, this is what's going to happen to your country. And guess what? This is what's happened to our country. We are more divisive than at any time, probably even worse than during the Civil War. And the thing I always tell Christians, the conservatives, is, you know, you better realize it's divisive, and you better continue, not try to deny the fact, because the other side is evil. Those people are evil. When our congressmen from Republicans say, my colleagues on the other side, they need to be slapped upside the head, because those people are not our colleagues on the other side. Nancy Pelosi, Upchuck Schumer, Humpty Dumpty, what's his name, Jerry Nadler, these people hate this country, they hate this president, and they're going to do whatever they can to take it down. They don't care about lying. I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi showed her true colors just in the last couple of days. And if we don't realize that these people are our enemies, just like the Brits were back in the 1700s, they're going to take us over. One of the things in the Bible says, if you don't know who your enemy is, you're doomed to be defeated.
Wow.
And that's what's happening to us right now.
Jim, these conferences, are you working through churches? How do people reach out to you?
Well, you know, my name, it's just come, just go to my email. It's Jim Blocky. It's J I M B as in boy, LOCKEY at gmail.com. And, yeah, I'm trying to get the churches involved. Real big time. I want to go to churches to be able to do these conferences. And I'll be honest with you, we're